It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Why go on? Hey, how you doing? You okay? I hope you okay. I hope you're doing well. I hope you know how special you are. I hope you know how important you are. And I hope you know how blessed and fortunate you really are. I hope you know that you are a winner. Because you're here. You already made it. You a winner. You are a winner. Don't let no one tell you anything else. You are a winner. And everything that you are doing, you're winning. Yes, because you're here. And you're here to try again. You're here to do it again. You're winning. So I encourage you to continue to win. I encourage you to continue to push. We here on part three of my simple life, simplicity, y'all. This week I just been hitting it with living a simple life. It started with the first show just kind of talking, and I got cut off, so I had to edit the show because I just got cut off. Then I did a part two, and I was like, yo, this is kind of nice. I was talking about just simplifying my life and my hair and my nails and food and just simplifying my thought process and simplifying my mind. And I want to share with you, and I hope that you can share with me and share with someone. We have less time than we think. We think we have forever. Like, you're buying all of this stuff and you're going to be able to use it all. You're buying all this food and you're going to be able to eat it all. We think we have more time. The fact that I am buying a 3-for-1 or a 2-for-1 or buying 3 and get 1 free is because I think that I have time to use all 4. We have less time than we think. I have less time than I think. And I want to simplify my thought. I want to simplify my life. We have today. I have today. I have right now. And that's why I'm doing this show. Because I have right now. And if I keep waiting, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting on? Think that somehow the show is just gonna happen magically because I love to talk, because I know I can talk. When you think you have more time, it's hard to go after the things that you love. It's hard to go and do the things that you want to do. Because you just think you have so much time, but we really don't. You have right now. You have today. We are not promised tomorrow. We are not promised the next 5 minutes, okay? So live your life. I want to simplify my life. Look in your closet. Do you need all those pairs of jeans? Do you need all those pairs of shoes? Really, do you? I have a thing. If I haven't used it in a year, chances are I don't need it. If an entire year has gone by and I have not worn that jacket, there's a probability that I won't be wearing that jacket next year. Or the year after. So it's just in my closet, taking up space. And therefore taking up space in my mind, because I'm thinking about, okay, maybe I could wear it with this, or maybe I could wear it with this. Okay, I'm not going to give it away because I might still be able to wear it. No. If you haven't worn it in a year, get rid of it. I went through my cupboard to get rid of just organizing, cleaning, and I couldn't believe the amount of food that was there that went bad on me. I bought them on sale thinking that, okay, I'm going to be able to eat this and I'll make it, and it never happened. The year goes so fast. Again, we have less time than we think. All those shoes, women, Lord. But men, y'all are catching up to us with y'all sneaker game. Yo, if you haven't worn it in a year, there are some people walking around with no shoes. Help somebody. Donate to someone. Make someone's life a joy. Give someone a blessing. Make someone happy like you were happy when you got them. I'm decluttering my life. I want to simplify my life. Simplify the clothes I wear. Simplify everything down to, for me, one of the most aha moment is like, how many cars do you need to have? I mean, if you can afford it, yeah, I get it. You can afford it, so therefore you can buy yourself a few cars, but like, are you gonna drive two cars at once? Are you gonna drive the 10 cars that are there? Having all these homes, are you gonna live in all of them? No, you're gonna live in one home. You're gonna drive one car. You're gonna wear one pair of shoes at a time. It's like having all this abundance kind of makes you lose sight of what's important. Like, you're thinking about, oh, what car should I drive today? Or what shoes should I wear today? Rather than you just get up because you only have one pair of shoes to wear. That's not a thought in your mind. There's a lot more space in your mind now, isn't there? Because you don't have to think about which shoes should I wear. You only got one pair. Or what car am I going to drive today? Well, the only one that's out there waiting for me. Or what home should we go to today? Right? What house should we go to? Let's go to the Long Island house, or let's go to the Jersey house. Then when you get into a financial bind, you still got to struggle to figure out how to pay for this Long Island house and this Jersey house, and which car are we going to pay for. It's like just stress. I don't know. I find this society has us wanting to have so much to make it look like we're something we're not. Like, I find that simplifying my life to just enjoy the moment is where I'm at right now. I'm getting older, more mature, and I just want to share the space I'm at, and it's crazy. Simplify your life, simplify your home, simplify your mind. With me, I'm always thinking about doing so much. Like, I'm one of those adult ADHD type of mind. Like, I'm always going, just going, just going. I'm always thinking about, okay, what's next? Okay, I want to do a podcast. I want to do a TV show. I want to open up this business. I want to write this book, and I want to do this. I want to do so many things, but damn, can I just start with one thing? Let me start here and do this consistently and see where it goes. Before I jump and move on to the next thing, it's like people in a relationship now. Do this one relationship. See how it goes. And then you either decide to stay or decide to move on. but to try and maneuver two and three different women or three or four different men, it's like, isn't it exhausting? You simplify your life. One mate, one car, one home, a couple of outfits. You know, I'm still a girly girl, still want a few shoes. I'm simplifying, I'm purging. Still a girly girl, you know, even though I'm going natural with the hair and the nails, I'm still going to, I like my makeup, I like my lipstick. Still a girly girl. Do what you like. Do what you love. If you like it, I love it. We don't judge here. I'm just putting it out there. I'm finding that my mind is a lot clearer when I simplify it. As I am reducing, as I am bringing it down and going from 10 to 8 to 6 to 4 to 2, I can feel the weight being lifted. I can feel my mind opening up differently. I can see my focus is a little bit better as well. Because no matter what, I have this one podcast that I have to do. So the whole week could go by. I might get to do it 2 shows, 3 shows, 1 show. But I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to do this 1 show until I get to where I want to go. I don't want to add more onto this because what is it going to get me? Adding more doesn't necessarily mean it's better or I'm happier. It's just more. Just having more doesn't mean anything. It just means more. Your house has more stuff in it, more stuff to clean. There's more food in the cupboard, more stuff to get rid of now that everything is expired, or more food to eat. Like, stop and look around, take a moment and see, ask yourself, do I need all of this? I love the new walk-in closets. What's the point of a walk-in closet? To have so much. You walk in just to have so much stuff. I mean, it looks nice. It looks very nice. But again, it's like just a neater way of hoarding. I like it for that. It's just a neat way of being a hoarder. But we are all trying and we are all doing. So this here wraps up my trio, my 3-part series of simplicity. 2024, let's keep it simple. Okay, 2024. Do what you love. Make yourself happy. You have less time than you think. 2024. Simplify. It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J. Thank you for listening. Drink your water, suck in your belly, mind your business, and simplify. Dang, it's just gonna get longer and longer.